Phil Hendry.
Phil Hendry Show at 1-800-5201-KFI for Orange County, 5201-KFI for LA County, and 1-800-449-8686. And we just got the word, the fall book is out, and every talk station in L.A. tanked, according to my sources. Every station that had anything to do with attracting any number of male listeners to their dial position went directly into the toilet, not passing go, not passing, well, passing a lot, but not passing go. Passing wind, breaking all colonic records, but not collecting no $200. Yes, indeed, folks, the fall book is out, and we tanked. I'm Casey Kasem. Coming up, a song by the Rolling Stones. But first, I'm going to go back and put a shank into the back of my producer because my show came in 50th out of 50 the last fall rating period. That's exactly what has happened here in the city of Los Angeles. So if you hear anybody blowing smoke up your skirt, as is usually the case around fall, you know, ratings time, everybody dumped. Some bigger than others. I don't want to mention any names, KFI Jr., but boy, did you guys... Ooh, that's what I heard. The great Greg... The great Greg is in the other room. And he has a knowing arch of an eyebrow. He knows what we're talking about. What a sad, sorry state of affairs. Thank God we're syndicated. We don't have to rely on no L.A. book no more, do we? Nah, it just didn't happen to all of us. We all sucked. So that's the word that I got. So how are you guys this evening? We have an interesting thing coming up this evening. We're going to use the internet. We're going to do a little interactive polling this evening. Also, I want to remind you, coming up on Sunday night, because we mentioned, you know, wanted to mention this a little bit more last evening, we forgot, that I will be guest starring on King of the Hill Sunday night, 7:30 on Fox. I play a couple of characters, Reese Witherspoon and Kathleen Turner, also guest starring there. The CD, the Best of Phil Hendry Show CD for 1999, Communism is Need, is selling pretty good. We're doing about $1,000 a day. And we really appreciate the contributions of all of you fine folks. We've made about $82,000 for my friend's place, a resource center for homeless and runaway kids in Hollywood. So if you'd like to purchase the Best of the Phil Hendry Show 99 CD, it's online at philhendryshow.com. That's philhendryshow.com. And just click over there to the links, and brother, you're on. Now, speaking of our website, you know, I fear that I have perhaps spoken in a manner that, you know, has put a few people off. I'm not trying to say that the website looks bad. I'm just simply saying that it needs a massive redesign. Does that mean that it looks bad? Well, I guess it does mean that, doesn't it? Well, in any event, I'm not saying the website looks bad. It's just that I want to throw my computer into the street every time I log on. But no, it's fine. But what we are saying is this. We're giving you the opportunity to design a new homepage for the Phil Hendry. It's a great-looking site, Bill. It's fine. We're just goofing, okay? But if you want to design a new home, so we can take a look at what you're doing with your little web design businesses or whatever little creative things it is that you're doing, well, by all means, design us a website and, or design us, I should say, a homepage and send it to webmaster at philhendryshow.com. That's webmaster at philhendryshow.com. And we'll take a look at it, along with all of the others. And we've gotten about a dozen so far, I'd say. And according to the great Brian, who is in our interactive services division, they all look like caca, but we appreciate your contributions nonetheless. Brian tells me that he looked at all of these contributions for the new homepages. He said they're all horrific. But thank you so much for participating in our contest. So go ahead and email them to us, webmaster at philhendryshow.com. We'll take a look at them, then we'll post all of them, and then we'll have people vote on them, and then we'll go and do whatever it is we want to do in the first place and pay no attention to you. That's basically how we run things here on the Phil Hendry Show. I want to say hello to my wife, Maria, who, when I last saw her, was unconscious, laying on the floor of our bedroom at home, laying on the bathroom floor. Now, here's a song from Rudy Valley. I'm kidding. Now, she actually, my beautiful little Maria went in for, you know, that LASIK surgery. I had to take her in today. She had what's called an enhancement. Sometimes you have this surgery. You see, you hear all this stuff about LASIK surgery. May I just say this? You know how you hear all this stuff about, it's fantastic. Yes, you too can have X-ray vision. Didn't think you could look up a guy's blouse, did you? Or whatever it is you want to do. I don't know what your thing is. I don't know what your freak is. But you can look directly through a woman's skirt with new LASIK surgery. Well, no, you don't get X-ray vision. Yeah, it does remarkably increase your vision, but they give you this sheaf of papers. And so when you get to the doctor's office, now you find out all the crap that ain't going to happen and that could go wrong. In very small instances, blindness has occurred. Not often, but there have been people who've run screaming from the office going, "My eyes!" You know. So she signed off on it. Anyway, she had the little corrective thing, and I was looking at it right on the monitor. They let you see it. It's very, very fascinating. I went in and dry heaved in a waste paper basket and came back. Oh, that's great, honey. They're showing you this eyeball. And then I drove her home, and she had to take her... My eyes are even more beautiful. Yeah, your eyes are even more beautiful, honey. Magnified 800 times. So, anyway, make a long story short, I took her home, and she passed out, and I left and went to work.
Phil Hendry Show, coming down the line in 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3...
Welcome to the Phil Hendry Show. You can call at 1-800-449-8686, although that number is not yet connected to anything. Hello, I'm Webster Grant. I work for the United States State Department. Recently, we went into the cotton fields of Alabama to record some people who were picking produce and also playing guitars and drums and rhythm kits. This is what we got during our lunch break from a group of guys picking lettuce.
Fascinating, isn't it? Yes, the work of Webster Grant, working for the United States State Department, discovered the Rolling Stones working in a produce section of a large citrus refinery plant in Ventura, California. These five young African Americans, the Rolling Stones, all big fat lip. You mean he's white? All right, let me double check on that. I'll get back to you.
The news that we had was that Mick Jagger was white, the lips notwithstanding, and so naturally his doctor called.
Do you know anything about it?
I didn't know anything about it, no. They said he's white. I got a white man in here.
What about the lip?
Well, yes, I saw the thickness of the lip. You know, it's really old hat because the guy's so old now, it doesn't make any difference. Okay, it's all collagen now. Pardon me, that was me clearing my sinuses of phlegm. Excuse me.
This is American Airlines, Hits in Flight. I'm Nigel Humpstead. Stay tuned for our special deck chair on the wing competition coming up after this big hit. That was Satisfaction from the Rolling Stones. Did you know by shoveling Tampaxes into the aft latrine, you can jam the jaw so bad that the aft lifters and stabilizers will actually malfunction? That's true. So keep our airplane flying free and proud. Don't jam toilet paper where it doesn't belong. Thank you from all of us here at Felcro Airlines. Here is a question from Marty Capers of Youngstown, Pennsylvania. Dear Velcro Airlines, can I sit on the wing in a deck chair? Yes. Yes, you may.
No. Hey, hey, hey.
Velcro Airlines, we fly to 712 cities, none of them with an airport. We'll land anywhere. We're Velcro. We'll land anywhere. Look out!
Ah!
I don't know what happened, but the I think the Alaska Airlines thing has probably prompted a lot of it.
You know what?
I don't know. I've been hearing a lot of bad airline humor on the a lot of radio stations. And
is there any way we can stop?
There could be. Next question, yeah.
Yes, did you think the joke about the stabilizers was funny?
No, I didn't find that funny at all. You've got 80 people in the Pacific Ocean, okay, and they're not coming up. They won't be coming up anytime soon to see what's in the picnic basket. So, no, I did not find it funny. That was the Rolling Stones with I Can't Get No Satisfaction. I'd play the whole song, but it's too long for a program like ours. I'm Casey Kasem, and this is American Top 40.
American Top 40!
That was one guy singing our jingle since we fired all five other singers. And now, a song from a guy who got out of bed this morning and went to the bathroom, leaked, shaved, got into his pants, got into a car, and drove down a street. That's right. I'm talking about my friend, Morris Hebert, who lives in the Bronx, New York City. Check that. It's the Rolling Stones.
Everywhere I hear the sound of marching drums.
Whatever. Now a song from a guy. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm Casey Kasem.
Just stop it, man. Stop what you're doing. Stop it, man. Stop it now.
I'm Casey Kasem.
Cool it, man. Cool it, will you? Stop it, man.
Let's take another call here on American Top 40. Who is this?
Yeah, man, this is Brother Mbumba. I'm calling you from San Quentin, the maximum security prison in San Quentin, California. When I get out of here, man, you are going to be so sorry. God damn, man.
Are you going to come and kill me?
Yeah, man, that's the general idea. You keep playing all this freaking honky-ass, white boy, bull crap music, man. This stuff is giving me a headache, man. Why don't you put some black music on, man? Why don't you put something that I can relate to, you know, that a brother can relate to? Not all this retread, white man, watered down, white stuff you people are putting out there, man. You are definitely, man, getting on the fighting side of me. You understand?
All right. Thanks for your call. And here's that song you requested.
Well, what the hell is this, man? That's four white boys instead of five, man. That's a damn who, ain't it? You trying to piss me off?
Thanks for calling. I'm Casey Kasem. And here is Barbara Streisand.
Bull crap, man. That old damn Barbara Streisand. That's hell.
In 1964, four young teenage boys came out of a little den, kind of a small shelter area, more like a bombed-out crater in London, an area where there were unexploded German bombs still existing, picked up some guitars and played them very badly. One of them decided that he might want to take their record down to a record store. Instead, he stepped on one of those unexploded mines, killing himself and three other people walking with him. Their music has never been heard. Instead, we've got this crap.
What the hell is this?
Yeah, I think it's the Who.
The Who?
The Who.
Who?
Don't go there, man.
Out here in the fields, I fought for my meals.
We'll be getting back to more of the Phil Henry Show. And you can call Phil at 1-800-449-8686. That number again, 1-800-449-8686. Doesn't it sound like I'm having a stroke? 1-800-449-8686.
Ho,
hell yeah! Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. I have come to the realization, I'm gradually getting closer. There's a lot of stuff going on. There's, there's interest rate increases and crap. Okay, I just bought a house, and I got to sell my old house, and I wanted a pool. I can't afford it. We wanted to put in a nice pool. Some for the kids, you know. Our eldest guy is graduating from junior high school. I was going to say junior college. That's, you're going to have a pool party for one of your kids who's graduating from junior college? He's getting out of Moorpark JC with his AA degree, and we're going to have a pool party for him. Anyway, I said, you know what? I said to my wife, this is increasingly looking bad. I don't think we can put the money together on this thing. I just see myself, she got me a brand new shirt. It has all these tequila bottles and beer bottles and margarita glasses on it. It's black with a beautiful green and red and blue design on it. And I just saw myself standing by my, my custom-made barbecue and having a good summer. But forget it, man. It's not going to happen. I mean, I just don't see us putting the money together for that thing. Not with all the other stuff that we got to do. Paying off a bridge loan. Doing this, doing that. Forget it. Everybody gets what they want but me. Don't you sometimes just feel like this? Sometimes I just feel that way. Everybody gets to have the crap they want to have. All I wanted was a lousy stinking pool. A lousy, stinking, $200,000 pool. What's the problem with that? All I wanted was a cascading waterfall and a slide and a brook and a bridge going to a bar that you swim up to with a built-in barbecue and a fire pit. Big deal! No, I mean, I can't do it. So, we're gonna have a fine summer. We'll have picnics out there on the big lawn where the pool should be but won't be. Right there in that big grassy area where I'd be swimming. I'll just be sitting there in grass. We'll have picnics and it'll be fun. David's calling? What? Okay, so what am I supposed to do? David G. Hall, who is the vice president of syndication for the Phil Henry Show, is on the line. Let me talk to him. Hi, David.
Yeah, Phil, how you doing?
Good.
One of the things, I was listening to you talking about this pool, and I get a little upset sometimes listening to you beat the same material to death. And
I know that. I wanted to just get it off my chest. It's been bothering me.
So you're not going to get your pool, and that's what you're selling the audience. But what I wanted to call in with was a contribution that I think is actually going to enhance your show. And Phil, I'm not being facetious. It's called telling the truth. And
I am telling the truth, David. I know we've talked about this.
No, tell the people the truth that you never could afford it. That on what we're paying you, you never were able to afford a pool. So why were you talking about this on your show continuously?
Because it was something, it was...
If it was a dream, it's a dream. If it was a fantasy of yours, it's a fantasy. Don't talk about it like you can afford it. Because you know that you can't. What I've talked about you in the office, what I've talked with you about in the office, Phil, and what I've discussed with you in the past is this. Relate to your audience with things that are truthful and with things that they can understand. The problem with that, as I have said to you on many occasions, is, first of all, you can't afford to build a pool, so why are you talking about it as if you can? And
well, I'm creating the idea, I mean, in some small way.
Now, why are you talking about it as if you think you, as if you can afford to build a pool? You can't afford a swimming pool. Number two, relatability. You got brand new affiliates in the Midwest. You got brand new affiliates in the Southeast. That part of the country, most people have above ground pools. Okay, most people, and I don't know whether you saw the statistics, but Doughboy sales are through the roof in the Midwest, the Southeast, and
what do you mean above ground pools?
You know, the above ground pools are the ones with the decks, and they're made out of fiberglass. Now, if you want to, first of all, tell the truth about what you can afford. And talk about something that the audience can relate to, Phil. Why do I keep trying to drive this point home with you. Relatability, relatability, relatability. Say the word.
David, okay, look.
Say the word.
Say what word?
Say the word relatability.
Relatability.
All right. What does that mean?
I know what it means. It means to talk about things that are relatable to the audience. And
things from your own life that relate to the audience. What's true about your life is this. You can't afford anything more than an above-ground doughboy pool. You can't afford anything more than a fiberglass pool that sits above ground. It also happens to be true that that's what most of your listeners have. 90%. Let me just look at the figure here, because I've got Paul Padre from A1 Decking in here. In fact, can I get on the speakerphone?
Yeah. Is that the guy that was in the other day?
This is the guy that wanted to buy some time. Hold on for a minute. All right, can you hear us, Phil?
Yeah, can you guys hear him? Can you hear that, Craig?
All right. Phil, this guy is Paul Padre. Paul is with A1 Decking. And A1 Decking builds the decks that go around Doughboy pools. Paul, say hello to Phil Henry.
How you doing, Phil?
Hi, Paul. How are you?
Real good. Phil, I think we've got something for you that's very exciting. A1 Decking does all the decking around most of your above-ground pools. And as Mr. Hall was pointing out, they come in a variety of either tin or aluminum or fiberglass. They come in a 1,500-gallon to a 2,000-gallon. They are a variety of depths. And I think it's gonna solve your pool problem. It's going to be very affordable. And, well,
Paul, let me ask you, Paul, are you trying to sell me an above-ground pool?
Well, first of all, we don't do... Phil,
Paul does all the decking. Is that right, Paul?
That's right. We do the decking, but we also subcontract out to some of the above-ground pools.
Now, let me get off the speaker for a minute. All right, Phil?
Yeah.
All right. This is a great thing. I'm going to put you in touch with this guy, Paul Padre, and Paul can get you, if you want, he can get on the extension, Paul.
Yeah.
Okay, is that you?
Yeah.
Okay, hi, Paul.
How you doing, Phil?
All right, look, what I want to do is this. I want you, on your radio show, to talk about stuff people understand. Now, above-ground pools are the most popular thing going. You can have A1 deck building, could put the deck in for most of these people. A lot of them, Pete Padre can do it. So you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I understand. You want me to talk about above-ground pools.
Right, because that's what 90% of your listeners own. That's what 90% of your listeners could afford. And frankly, that's about what 90% of your listeners can understand. You see what I'm saying?
Right, Phil. If I could just jump in, Phil. It's Paul Padre.
Yeah, Paul.
Most people don't understand the complicated technologies that are involved in building modern in-ground pools. But what they do understand is the very simple idea of filling a bathtub. How tough is that, Phil?
Filling a bathtub's easy.
Okay. That's what we tell all of our customers. Owning an A1 decking pool is the same as filling a bathtub. You stick a hose in, you fill up a big tub of water, the kids go in. Jesus, you're in heaven. You're just in heaven. And it's about 1/100th the cost of a regular pool. Now, I've got some brochures.
Okay, Paul, you need to hold on. David, you need to hold on.
Just remember relatability, Phil. Most of these people you're talking to, doughboy, above ground pool. Just say it over and over.
Okay, doughboy, all right. Doughboy. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Henry Show. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. The Vice President of Programming for our show, who occasionally comes on, we're very proud to have him on, David Hall. although a lot of times when you're on, David, it's a matter of you telling me how to do the show, and I don't know whether or not that's something that's always, you know, always very effective. But
Phil, let me tell you something, and I know you've got pride, I know you've got an ego, and I'm certainly not here to put you down or make you feel less than you should, but when I hear you make a mistake, it's my job to call you and let you know. I don't think you talking about putting in a swimming pool is as relatable to the audience as you putting in an above-ground pool which is...
You know, I can't think of the last time I saw a doughboy pool in anybody's yard.
Well, there you go. See, by saying that, you're automatically saying to the audience, hey, audience, I don't hang out where you hang out. I don't go to homes that you go to.
By me saying...
By you saying you haven't seen a doughboy pool in a long time, you're saying to the audience, in other words, audience, I don't go to the same homes, I don't swim in the same pools, I don't recreate with the same people, I'm not your kind of a guy. Don't say that.
What if it's true?
Well, all right, if it's true. When's the last time that you saw a doughboy pool?
The last time I saw a doughboy pool was probably when I was a kid.
So in other words, you...
I take that back. The last time I swam in a doughboy pool when I was like 23, I was working at WBVM in Utica, New York. And
you were in a doughboy then?
Yeah, it was the secretary for the radio station. She was having a pool party, and she invited everybody from the station to her house. And
It was a doughboy.
It was one of those big above-ground jobs.
Did it have the redwood deck?
Yeah, let me jump in for a minute. David, Phil, did it have the redwood deck, the elevator redwood deck?
Yeah, is this Pete?
Yeah, this is Pete Padre, Phil.
Yeah, Pete, it did. It had the elevated redwood deck. And
see, that's just terrific. And
well, that's what I'm talking about. Excuse me, Pete, but that's what I'm talking about. But that's the last time, huh? That's back when you were a young, starving disc jockey, and you were really hungry, and you were going for it 100% of the time, and you're swimming in doughboys, you don't give a crap, right?
Look, it wasn't that I was young and hungry, and I'd go out and swim in doughboys. It's that I happened to be invited to the place.
All right. You keep making this mistake. And
I know. I'm admitting that I haven't been in a doughboy pool in a long time.
Big mistake in talk radio. Big mistake in relating to the audience. Never, ever admit that you haven't been swimming in a doughboy for a long time, because 99% of your audience lives in a doughboy pool. They spend hours.
And the other thing, Phil, this is Pete Padre again, Phil. The other thing is you can heat these, and they are lickety-split. You can heat them very, very quickly. It doesn't take anything the energy that a regular pool takes. So
you hear that, Phil? You can heat them quickly. They're terrific. Talk about above-ground pools. If you want to talk about having a swimming pool with the audience that we've got, you got to talk above ground. You never talk about a pool that is actually cement and in the ground. Did you ever see this show? What's the name of that deal? Ask Craig. He probably watches it all the time. That Beverly Hillbillies?
Yeah, I've seen it. What do you mean, Ask Craig?
Craig, you ever seen that?
Yeah, he's seen it.
All right. There was a character on that show that used to call a swimming pool the cement pond. You remember that?
Yeah, that was Granny.
Okay. That's what you're dealing with most of the people you're listening. That's what to them, that's what a pool is, a cement pond. That above-ground doughboy is a relatable thing. And believe me, Phil, I've never steered you wrong. Don't come off like you're rich. Don't come off like you're holier than thou. And don't come off like you got all the money in the world. Talk about the things the audience understands. Talk about doughboy, fiberglass, aluminum or tin, above-ground swimming pools.
All right, David G. Hall, Vice President of Programming. We also have Pete Padre from A1 Decking. You there, Pete?
I'm right here, Phil.
Okay, Pete is there. And are you going to be advertising? Or?
Yeah, we bought a schedule, probably start next week. And we're very excited about being a part of your program.
Okay, so you're going to be advertising on the show. Pete has above-ground decking, and David G. Hall is with us talking about doughboy swimming pools. Forgive me then, ladies and gentlemen, if I'm acting in a manner that is off-putting. I can tell you that I honestly cannot afford to put a pool in my backyard. And if it's something that you don't want to hear about, I apologize. If it would do you better to hear more about above-ground doughboy pools, then certainly we'd be happy to do that. Let's go to Atlanta on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello. How are you tonight, sir?
Fine.
All right. I disagree with your other two Padres there. I live in Atlanta. I live in the South, but he keeps saying 99% of us have above ground. Well, I contradict. I have in ground. I've lived in 6 different houses over the last 15 years throughout Georgia. Every house I've had an in ground pool.
You never had a fiberglass pool?
No.
Well, I find that very hard to believe.
Now I got a couple of friends that do have what you're saying, these above ground.
The above ground doughboy, right.
Every one of them have problems with the steam.
Sir, this is Pete Padre. I'm with A1 Decking.
Do you know the brand of the pool that your friends have?
No, I'm not sure what they're having.
Okay. Is it
but
the
they're pool? Having problems with them.
Is
and
it, is
I,
it?
Like I said, I have in-grounds.
What problems can you...
Boy.
Pete,
you're making it sound like I'm a poor boy out of
no,
Georgia.
No, I want to ask Pete Padre, what problems could you have with a doughboy?
Well, the problems you might have with a doughboy is you might have cracking, and that could cause some leaking, but that very rarely...
Which is 90% of their problem.
No, well, that's that very rarely happens unless they're misusing the pool or unless it was faulty coming from the factory. But the above-ground pool is far more reliable. You don't have, if you have a cracking problem in your in-ground pool, sir, you have a gunite problem, well, you know you've got serious problems. But with an above-ground doughboy pool... Well, I'll tell you, they can take care of that and bring you in a new one.
Well, my issue here isn't worried about which is the better pool. My
issue is that I've
been making us here in Atlanta. You're saying the South down here, 99% of
the people. No, I said the Midwest.
Poor boys down here.
I said the Midwest and the Northeast and the Southeast. I didn't just, you know, but all of you people, you do the, you got the, yeah?
All you people, huh? Anyway, to the DJ,
what I'm saying,
I
all you
recommend
people
checking
there.
In to getting the in-ground. It's a lot less maintenance, a lot less work to do when it comes wintertime to cover
it. But you can't afford it. You can't afford it, and most of the people listening to the show can't afford it, hotshot. You got yourself a pool, good for you. Most people can't afford that kind of luxury. That's why I got Pete Padre on from A1 Decking.
You can spend maybe $1,100 when you spend... on a regular pool, sir, that's all I'm saying, when you get the fiberglass in above ground or tin or aluminum pool.
That's what
we're
saying.
Okay, what would be your price range?
Well,
each of my pools, in-ground pools, measure 17 by 36.
Yes, sir, 36 is standard length cement pond, but I'm talking about...
Well, they're called swimming pools. You can call it a pond, but, you know,
he was joking around with you.
Yeah, but anyway.
I
have never paid more than $6,000 for complete pool with a water heater built into it.
Bull crap! You got to be putting me on $6,000. You can't get the water for less than $20,000.
Aqua City, Marietta, Georgia.
Aqua City?
And Marietta, Georgia.
Oh, those
sell
guys.
And install.
Is that Bob Lindbergh over there at Aqua City? Is that the guy?
I don't know Bob Wimper.
I know
Kelly,
Bob Wimper.
Kelly Robbins.
Yeah, that's
the lady that I deal with.
That's a lady?
Yeah, a lady.
I know those
Kelly
people.
Kelly Robbins.
Yes, sir. All right, Aqua City, they're very fine people. They've got good technicians. But, hell, it just scares the whole idea of a place named Aqua City scares me. That's
well, because it's water. Aqua means water. You know,
right.
Swimming pools, hot
yes,
tubs, jacuzzis.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. All right.
So why can't they, you know, why would Aqua scare you?
Well, the only thing that...
Well, basically, if you're saying you're getting a swimming pool for $6,000, you must know somebody.
No.
Either that or you're subcontracting the job yourself.
No.
Are you subbing out the...
I am a truck driver.
Sir,
I'm not a typical, when I say truck driver, the way y'all talk, we're all big, fat people down here.
Truck drivers are terrific guys. They carry the commerce of the nation. I'm not talking about that.
No.
I don't doubt that you got the money to. You could probably afford a better pool than a $6,000 pool.
This is Pete Padre again, sir. Where did you say you lived?
I live in Woodstock, Georgia, just
yes, sir.
North of Marietta, Georgia.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Now, the whole concept behind Aqua City is what, sir?
Well, selling pools and jacuzzis and selling chemicals.
All right,
they do is sell chemicals
yes,
and
sir.
Install and sell pools and jacuzzis and whirlpools.
Do they sell the above ground?
Tell you the truth, I've never seen any there. They probably do. They
all
probably
right, sir.
Do, but, you know, when I go in, I always, you know, I'm in there getting, you know,
do you,
in-ground
you,
stuff.
You go in there to get the in-ground pool itself, or do they gunite it finish there on the property site? They do have prefab in-ground pools.
Do they?
Yes, they do, Mr.
Henry. Yeah, they do.
Yes, they do, sir.
But yeah, they do have prefabs, yes.
But I don't understand. Now, I have heard, I've been to some trade shows. Aqua City, that means what? What does that mean?
Water.
It means water.
Aqua means water.
All right, sir. That's we've been to three or four trade shows.
Yeah. Aqua City is Water City. Is that what that means?
Well, I guess you'd say, you know, water type
all right,
deals,
sir.
See, you know, Whirlpool, Jacuzzi.
Right. The only problem that I have is they could have called it Water City, and they could have, you know, cut out the middleman on that deal. You know, you could go right to the understanding part and not have to screw around with.
Well, but no, we're
you see
changing,
what I'm saying?
Well, look,
we're
that, exactly. We're changing the subject.
I want.
This is Phil Hendry, sir. This is Phil Hendry.
Yeah.
I want to ask you
about who's got what pool.
I want to ask you: are you serious? Six G's for your pool? Are you serious?
$6,000. Yeah.
And that's just for the pool. What about the decking and everything else?
Well, my concrete decking. I don't have wooden decking. Mine's got poured slab all
right.
4 feet wide
right.
all the way around.
Yeah. $6,000. God, I'm looking at. I'm talking to guys. They're not quoting me anything less than $50,000 for a pool, if you can believe that.
Yeah, well, you know,
what is
you
the?
Can,
now,
if,
did you get it
what,
from?
Now, what you described the DJ did, there? Did, what you described? Yeah, that's going to be 50 G.
No, I don't want a waterfall. I'm just joking around.
Yeah,
I'm talking about
saying.
Just a
so,
pool.
Just a standard.
I'm screwing around. Yeah.
Pool.
Well,
with pump
let me
and
ask
a
the,
built-in water heater.
Let me ask you, sir, this is Paul Padre from A1 Decking, sir. Aqua City is located where?
What's the name of the street? It's in Marietta.
Marietta, Georgia.
Powder Springs Road.
Yes,
Powder,
sir.
I had to think of the name of the street. Powder
okay.
Springs Road, just
all right,
outside
sir.
Of the square.
Okay, sir. And that's that has to do with water and things that are in the water? Or?
All I know is, what do you mean by in the water?
Well,
they sell boats. You know, little rafts or the little floats.
Yes, sir.
They sell,
yes, sir.
You know, bobbing things.
Oh, they
no,
do
they
have
don't sell
the rafts.
Jet skis.
They
if
do
you
have.
Got
all
jet
right, sir.
Skis, no.
They do have the rafts, though.
Yeah, we have the blow up.
Do
raft,
they have the blow
you
know? Up rafts? Okay, that's what I was wondering too. If they have the blow up rafts.
All right, so
yeah.
They have those.
What's
noodle...
that got to do?
Well, they do have the noodle floaties. Then is that correct, sir?
I don't.
What's a noodle floaty?
The long,
oh,
you
talking
long...
about them styrofoam things?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
No, they don't. I've never
all right,
seen
sir.
Those in there. No.
Okay, so Aqua City then does a lot of water-related business.
Well, you could say that, yeah.
Okay.
Because they sell whirlpools, jacuzzis, and hot tubs, and swimming pools.
What about water wings?
Yeah, water wings, I think, would be a part of that because it's called Aqua City.
All right, so they have masks and snorkels?
Yes, they got all that stuff. Thank you, sir, for your call.
You have a good day.
Yeah, nice
and,
to
shop around. I'll
yeah, I will.
Shopping around.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Do they have stuff that's related to water?
Well, I didn't know. I mean, the guy said...
Okay, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. Phil Hendry Show at 1-800-449-8686. Joining me on our newsmaker line is our Vice President of Programming, David G. Hall. Also with David is Pete Padre from A1 Decking. And I have been talking, you know, off and on for a few months about how much I would love to put a pool in my backyard. I can't afford it. It's very expensive. By the way, with all due respect to the gentleman who just called and said there's six G's, we had a laundry list. We had a parking lot full of people calling in to tell you, sir, that you're just full of beans, if you'll pardon my language. Six G's, forget about it, man. It ain't going to happen. It ain't going to happen, not in this lifetime. David's on the line.
Phil, forget about the in-ground swimming pool. We're talking about doughboys.
I understand we're talking about doughboys, but there's also some controversy as to whether a doughboy is the way to go.
I can tell you, Mr. Hendry, that a doughboy is going to give you about 35 to 40% more fun than some of these conventional pools.
All right, let me get on the line here and get to some more calls. Conyers on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
I take offense to most of what Mr. Padres and Mr. Halls is saying because I had an above ground growing up and I had nothing but problems with it. And I've ever since then I've been committed to getting an in-ground pool.
Well, do you know how they work?
Well, we put water in it, but we're getting water in it. And,
there you go.
What?
There you go.
What do you mean?
Did you have water in it?
It doesn't have water in it right now, but we're going to get water in it soon.
All right, well, there you go. That's all you got to do. Make sure that you put water in it.
All right, here is Charlotte on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
What's going on, Phil?
Yes, sir.
Man, I'm going to tell you what. I'm from Charlotte, North Carolina, all right? And, you know, I listen, and this guy, Jesus what? You got something to say?
No, nothing.
You're an asshole, man.
I'm an asshole.
You're the guy
with the doughboy in your backyard.
With the doughboy in the backyard?
You.
Man, you're a jackass. You have no idea anything about me.
Wait a minute. I take it back. You got a big cement pond in the backyard, right?
Yeah, right. That's exactly what I got.
What I'm saying is Phil shouldn't be on the air talking about $50,000 swimming pools when guys like you can't relate.
Obviously, the guy can relate. That's why he's calling in.
You know what?
Maybe most people can't.
I wish you would come down here. You know, this is Charlotte, North Carolina. This is not, you know, 20 miles from Egypt, the other side.
I understand that, but you don't understand a damn thing.
You got your own opinions, and you think the South's full of redneck hillbillies.
I didn't say the South. I said the Midwest. I said the Northeast. I said the South.
You think everything in the world revolves around you.
No.
You're better than everybody else.
Go take a swim in the cement pond.
Come on down here and let us stomp a mud hole in your ass and shut you the hell up and let Phil do his show.
Is it upsetting you that you can afford a pool and Mr. Hendry can't?
You got a swimming pool, right? I've got a hot tub. Yes, I do. And you know what?
What is that? Is that one of those redwood jobs?
Is that one of the redwood jobs?
Yeah. Is it a hot tub or jacuzzi?
It is a jacuzzi. It is a jacuzzi.
Well, there is a difference.
What difference does it?
A hot tub is not a jacuzzi. It doesn't have swirling jets. It's just a hot tub.
You know why I called in? I called in to tell you that, Phil, everybody listens to you because they like your opinion.
They don't give
a damn what you can't afford, what you can't.
I wanted to have a pool.
Oh, come on, will you?
And forget about what. Those two guys in the background ruined your show.
Most people in the South with those above grounders. Wait till it rains is all I got to tell you.
Lincoln Marines.
Wait till it rains. All right, thank you, sir. Here is Marietta on the Phil Hendry Show. These are all Georgia calls coming in.
Yeah, they all got above ground pools.
Marietta, hello.
Hey, Phil, how are you?
Fine.
I have an in-ground pool. I put it in 2 years ago. I paid about $24,000 for it, and I'm also a real estate appraiser in the state of Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
And I can tell you right now that if you're going for a pool, the best way to go is with an in-ground pool. At least you'll get some value back.
I want to get an in-ground pool, but I'm talking to all these guys that are telling me $50K.
No.
You know, I want a little landscaping to go along with that.
Well, you can get all that.
Everybody can relate to this now. A little landscaping to go.
Let me tell you what I wanted. I wanted the pool, the pool, fire pit, jacuzzi, and a built-in barbecue.
Listen to this guy.
Well, that's going to be a little bit more than $20,000.
And you're telling me that this guy's
not
relatable?
Not that much more.
And this guy's relating to you. Can you relate to this, ma'am? Huh?
I think a fire pit
is a really cool thing to get out of the jacuzzi.
Oh, yeah. Yes, Mr. Vanderbilt. What else?
Well, I think that if you go with an above-ground pool, though, you got to remember the fact that once that house, if you go to sell that property, that above-ground pool isn't going to rate for anything.
They never do. I totally understand that.
Right.
But this is a home that my wife and I are going to be in for a long time. We've decided this is a home that we will be in at least till the kids are out of the house.
Then you need to go with an in-ground pool. $50,000, though, is a lot to expect for an in-ground pool, though. So unless you're in a... above $1 million property, you can definitely find an in-ground pool.
How many calls do you have on the board, Phil?
What?
How many calls do you have on the board?
Including this lady, I've got, I don't know, five.
See? You've blown off all your calls talking to this lady about your $50,000 fire pit ass pool. It's something you wanted. Do you want an audience? You get an audience, you'll be able to afford your pool.
No, that's a good point. Anyway, ma'am, thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks very much.
Yeah, good point.
Okay, so I get a doughboy.
You go get a doughboy, and you put water in it. It's great.